The Food and Drug Administration cleared the way yesterday for a sale of several generic versions of Prozac, the popular antidepressant. The first of these generic drugs could be at pharmacies as early as today. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Prozac revolutionized the treatment of depression because it has so few side effects. Some 38 million people have taken Prozac since it was introduced in 1988, most of them in the United States. There are now many other drugs like Prozac. They belong to a class of drugs called selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. They fight depression by juicing up the space around nerve endings with serotonin. Still, Prozac remains one of the most widely prescribed antidepressants in the nation. Yesterday, however, marked the beginning of the end of Prozac's dominance. After a long legal battle with Prozac's maker, Eli Lilly, Bar Laboratories of Pomona, New York, got the final okay to sell a generic version of Prozac. Trucks carrying the blue and white 20-milligram pills were leaving Bar Lab's distribution center in Lynchburg, Virginia, when we spoke to President and CEO Paul Bisaro yesterday afternoon.
It'll be going to wholesalers and to chain drugstores immediately, and most of them will be receiving it tomorrow. They will then have to get it into their distribution chain and get it out to their local pharmacies.
Bar will sell the generic pills to wholesalers for 60 to 80% less than Prozac. The company says in 6 months it'll wrestle away 80% of Prozac's market share. Henry Grabowski is professor of economics at Duke University.
Well, that's a very ambitious target. It's feasible, but one will have to see if they can accomplish that.
Here's why Bar Laboratories may succeed, according to Grabowski. Americans are increasingly comfortable switching to generic drugs these days. They have many incentives to do so. Insurers require smaller co-payments, and pharmacists push generics too, because they make more on them. For drugs like Prozac, which patients take for months and years at a time, the switch from brand name to generic can be swift. Bar Labs will have the generic market to itself for 6 months, then it'll have to fend off competitors. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.